Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to the first episode of The Cutting Edge with G Money. Today, I have a very special guest on. He is a former machine learning engineer. He invested in the Ethereum crowd sale with his student loan money. He is a founding partner at Perceptive Capital, investing in crypto. Impressively, he ranks number 20 on the DGEN score. And most importantly for this conversation, he's the chief pleasing officer at PleaserDAO. So it's with great enthusiasm that I welcome Jameis to the podcast for our inaugural episode. And it's awesome to have you here, Jameis.
Yo, how's it going, man? That was a hell of an intro. Thank you.
How's everything? How's the week been? How many hours have you slept so far this week? I can't imagine much.
Oh, honestly, last night was the first night I decided to get some sleep. We've been working on this for a very long time, and this week has been like a tornado. It has been very intense. Everyone, all hands on deck. I could not be more excited. It's particularly coincidental that I found out that today is the 1 year anniversary that I got my dog Cosmo. So,
oh, nice.
It's a really good day. I'm extremely excited.
Cool. That's awesome. So thank you for taking the time. You know, I think before we dive into the specifics of the sale, let's talk about PleaserDAO. Let's talk about its origin story, and how we ended up here, because I love telling this story to people. I'm a member myself. And I'd love to hear it from your mouth and how what your experience has been like.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's only been 5 months. It feels like it's like the last 5 months has been the longest decade of my life. But basically, you know, back in DeFi summer, there was a lot of activity and excitement because we were finally building out these systems that we've all kind of been dreaming of since Ethereum launched. And these protocols were popping up left and right. And an artist named People Pleaser did some art for, I believe, the first protocol was Yearn, YFI. And everyone loved it. And basically, she started doing the art for all of the protocols in DeFi summer. And I think, you know, if you're around back then, you knew that this was a special moment in time. It was felt like the earliest days of the internet. It was so exciting. And so later she did a piece for the Uniswap V3 release. And we all knew the importance of both that release and also her work back in DeFi summer. And I had Leighton Cusack of Pool together. I had tweets turned on from him because he was going to throw a New York City party when Unisox crossed $100,000. And one day I got a tweet notification that said we should form a DAO to buy People Pleaser's Uniswap piece. I was the first to comment. You know, based on my history, I'd kind of become friends with some important crypto figures. So the first two people were Blue Kirby and Andy, 8052. And basically, it went from there. You know, we started pulling people in. We organized a Telegram. We came up with a name. We grabbed Mariano Conti, Alex Vanovic, and it just kind of spread organically from there. People started rolling in. Andrew King was actually the top bidder, Andrew King of Mechanism. And we were like, get him in. So we DM'd him. He, you know, we beat his bid and he took his original bid and put it into the DAO. And this was just like the OG days before, you know, a lot of the, there's a lot more capability of organizing like this today, but we all threw money into a MetaMask wallet that was owned by one person who we trusted. We won, and then the next day we minted a token and distributed pro rata, kind of came up with like a loose, I mean, we had no idea at all what we were going to do. One of the things that we definitely wanted to do was fractionalize People Pleaser's piece, so you know, kind of fulfilling our ultimate vision today with Doge. And it just kind of snowballed from there. We just kept spitballing ideas, bringing more people in, collecting more pieces. And it's been a crazy, crazy ride.
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, as someone that's been along for the ride, like my experience was, I remember I was out to dinner and I got a message from Santiago asking me if I wanted to bid on the people pleaser piece. And I'm like, sure. You know, I'm like, just tell me where to send the piece. And, you know, he added me to the Telegram. And it was like, I'll say, like, I mean, even like pretty much every time we bid on something, my favorite part of crypto is the pleaser DAO chat while we're bidding for something, especially as we're trying to, as we have tried to round up ETH in the middle of a bid. It's been super entertaining and awesome.
Those days, they always end up being Fridays for some reason, I feel like. But those days are like fueled by adrenaline and sweat and excitement and euphoria and chaos in the chat. And like, we've worked with, I think, 5 or 6 engineering teams to like fix issues. Every single auction, there's something going on that some hurdle we have to overcome. And it's always an adventure. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's been so much fun. And the day we bought Doge was, you know, that I was ecstatic. I was so happy. I felt like we got such a good deal on it. And I, as an NFT guy, as an NFT person, I was like, wow, this is a monster buy, because this is a piece of internet history, right? Like, just, you know, kind of like playing into the ethos of what Pleaser DAO has been all about. And to me, it's like Doge is the ultimate, like the pinnacle of that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, as we've been moving forward, the ethos is constantly in flux. And, you know, we acquired People Pleaser's piece, which defined an era of DeFi summer on the internet. We acquired Snowden, which, you know, doesn't need explaining. That's a historical piece representing another cultural moment in the history of the internet. We got IX Shell's piece that was generated off the Tor private key. And, you know, we were kind of going on a serious angle there, and we had a lot of talks. I remember Fiscontes dropped, I'm almost positive it was Fiscontes, dropped Doge into the chat. We all have our classic conversation about what to do. And I think that was a pivotal moment where we, because memes back then, you know, I don't think that they, at least in NFT land, didn't have the same merit that they have achieved in like liquid assets like Dogecoin. But I think we all saw the potential. And it was a kind of a divergence off of our more serious path. But yeah, I think the moment we won the auction, it was like we just got the Mona Lisa of the internet. You know, the most iconic meme, the king of all memes. Yeah, that was definitely very memorable and exciting.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So I guess, you know, along those lines, I'd love to hear your thoughts of, because obviously we've created a DAO. A lot of other DAOs have popped up. You've had party bids pop up to buy stuff collectively. What role do you see DAOs playing in the NFT industry going forward?
Yeah, I mean, so the day that we won the People Pleaser piece, I had a tweet about something, but it was kind of this moment where I realized, like, before that, the whales dominated, right? An individual whale could eat you up whole and take down whatever they wanted. And DAOs are kind of this moment for us to organize and form a collective and, you know, share power to form like an ethos that everyone participates in a community where we can win. You know, you can win anything, right? With the power of a community. PartyBid actually was born out of the idea, was inspired by Pleaser DAO. And, you know, you see them, you know, it's a smart contract that basically says someone activates it and anyone who wants to jump in and contribute to buy a piece, it will purchase that piece for you and then distribute shares of ownership to everyone who contributed. And you see PartyBid now taking down pieces like, you know, Alien Punks, TR Punks, etc. And like, in Web 2, you kind of were, it was defined by these walled gardens, you know, to like travel between Instagram and TikTok to take that cultural representation or that community is basically impossible. But in Web 3, these communities are fluid and they flow through all of these different programs and all of these different protocols and services and platforms. You know, we could take PleaserDAO to OpenSea. We can fractionalize on Fractional. We could go to Foundation, Zora. So like that whole collective mindshare is now able to transit through the metaverse and decide what it is going to be and what it's going to participate in, which is really, really fundamentally game changing.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like me personally, I think the beautiful power of DAOs is, you know, the power of the mob, and you know how easily you can meme something the bigger the crowd is, right? Because everybody you get that sense of community, you get that sense of belonging, and you know it just everybody is willing to work together. And one of the things that I have found super that has made me bullish on humanity in general is just like how cooperative people actually are, you know, especially in a world that we live in today where, you know, you turn on the news and you hear nothing but like bad stuff on the news. To be able to interact with people that, you know, generally are like very giving and wanting to be like having that community aspect and giving back to the community. So that to me is like one of the coolest things I've seen, like interacting with DAOs, especially in crypto.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a core piece of PleaserDAO for a long time. I think it's 100% of the auctions that we've participated in have had a charitable aspect. And this MISO auction that we're doing for the Doge NFT, we are going to be giving away 5% of the proceeds. And we're going to let the community decide. I believe People Pleaser just posted in our Discord to have a vote. We're just going to organize, figure out which foundation we should donate to, and send 5% to that to the organization. And it's all very like capital formation and organization is so seamless on the blockchain. You can do this so automatically, right? You see people donating by like submitting 2.5% of their royalties to carbon capture. PleaserDAO definitely wants to participate in that charitable component for our entire life cycle. And yeah, so if you want, you know, jump in the Discord, vote on who you think that 5% should go to. I think we might choose a few foundations and just going to let it be decided organically from the community.
Yeah, and speaking of that community aspect, you know, I know we initially wanted to do the sale for 48 hours, but, you know, after feedback from the Discord, you know, we decided to lower it to 24 hours. And, you know, I think that that's really cool too, right? It's like we're getting feedback from the community as the community is getting built. And, you know, along with choosing the charitable organization that we're going to donate towards, like, I really, it's just so inclusive that gets me so pumped on it as well, right? Like, and everything that we're doing.
Yeah, I think our end goal is for this to be 100% community run, decentralized. You know, we see 660 participants in the auction right now, which is like so exciting to me because I just know I'm going to look back and see how small that number is ultimately for, you know, the destiny of this piece. It will be hundreds of thousands of people. And, you know, we're going to retain 80% initially of the tokens. This is only the, inaugural event to get 20% into the hands of the community. And we have a 25% development fund where we want to like build out, you know, IRL events, merchandise. We want to do, we'll pay people for memes. We want to do some really cool bleeding edge NFT stuff you know, a la like Bored Ape Yachts and Mutant Ape Yacht Club and Tom Sachs Rockets. You know, the NFT landscape to me is like NES, Nintendo. It's like the early days of building out these really novel, cool mechanics. And we want to do that for the Doge community, right? Have something that you feel a part of. We want to meme this into the future.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I totally agree, and it's crazy because it's a meme itself, right? Like I'm looking at the participant numbers right now. There's actually 741 participants, and just under 2,600 ETH contributed so far. So yeah, I think it's been a super successful launch. I guess let's get into the mechanics of that, because I know some people have questions. It's a batch auction, right? Which means that can you just go into the mechanics of that real quick?
Yeah. So all of these auction mechanics are meant to find a healthy price, so that like post auction, you know, you can provide liquidity, and everyone can trade at a fair price that was kind of set by the crowd. So a batch auction essentially takes the entire pool that was contributed and then distributes tokens based off of your percentage contributed. So if we were to raise 100 ETH and you submitted one ETH, then you would get 1% of all of those tokens distributed. If you put in 5 ETH and we raise 100 ETH, then you would get 5% of those tokens. And everyone pays the exact same price for the tokens, and they get the amount distributed to them based off of how much they contributed as a percentage of the pool.
Nice.
So, and if that's confusing, I can do, you know, I've had to explain this multiple times, and I understand that it can oftentimes be very confusing. Auction mechanisms are very confusing initially.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's one of those things where if you just sit down and think about it and like put some elbow grease into it for like 5 minutes, then you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I'm super pumped about it. So I guess like while I have you here, right? Like I know you teased it a little bit about future plans. What are you most excited about? Like once we get the community up and going, once the tokens start getting distributed, of like where, you know, you being the chief pleasing officer and you know, one of the figureheads of this, what's your vision, knowing that it's ultimately owned by the community?
I mean, Pleaser DAO is going to perpetually support this community. We will never be, you know, market selling or trying to dump on people's heads. And we have basically, you know, everything is going mock speed right now. But we have stood up, you know, codenamed Pleaser Labs, where we will be trying to be building out novel projects to support, you know, this project, but also other projects going forward. We have a few ideas in our pocket that are coming out in a few months' time that are adjacent to Doge NFT. But they could, I mean, everything is basically going to be intertwined from here on out, right? Pleaser DAO is going to be a massive entity that's going to try to support all of the communities that we form. And the Doge NFT in particular, I would say, A, we're open to having, you know, developer minds, artist minds, creative thinkers, meme lords join forces. And we have a massive foundation treasury that we're ready to deploy into any idea that comes forward. And then B, internally, you know, whether those ideas come from the community or not, we will be deploying projects that will supplement this community. I mean, in particular, we're brainstorming around, there's always the idea of PFPs, you know, that's a little bit saturated, but we think we can take like a new angle on it. You know, there's kind of this bridge between like an amorphous token that you hold and like an individual membership and badge of honor. And I think our first project will kind of bridge the two.
Let me pause you right there because I want to come back and talk about it. But talking about badges of honor, I know I teased in my tweets earlier today that people attending the live show would be able to collect the PO-op. For those that are listening right now in the audience, if you want to claim your PO-op, you can go to gmoney.ai/PO-op, P-O-A-P, and you can claim your PO-op for the next 20 minutes. Only available now for the people that are actually live in the audience listening in. So thanks for actually segueing that. I appreciate that, James, without even realizing it. But I want to go back to talking about that, you know, what can you share, I guess, about that, the profile picture stuff that you think people might find intriguing and interesting?
Well, I think, you know, it's all very high level right now. Let's start with like the on-chain stuff, and we can kind of go into IRL stuff. I see that base jackers are listening, which is pretty dope. This is still amorphous, so bear with me. But that bridge between, you know, owning an ERC-20, which is a representation of your membership in the community, it's very powerful, and I've been in those communities. And then there's also on the other side of the bridge, you know, the individuality of like Pengus or Bored Ape Yachts or CryptoPunks, where you have your own individual representation that's kind of yours. And we kind of believe we can take some on-chain information, whether that's like, you know, embedding your dog token into the NFT and having some capability that results from that, or, you know, generative art that's dog related based off of some on-chain metrics that are related back to the dog token. These are kind of the ideas we're exploring. We've got a seriously powerful NFT OG programmer named Matt Condon, who is going to be running point on this. And he's just got a gigabrain of ideas that just flow out. We haven't selected one idea in particular. That's why I don't want to commit to anything right now. But I think, we aim to please. We want a surprise. I think we want a lot of ideas to be public, but we want to also kind of drop some things on people without them knowing, just because, you know, they're members of this community and we want them to be happy. That's a little tease of what's coming. But we also really, really want to deploy this foundation capital that we are raising to community members that rise up, have good ideas, that can execute. Our main goal here is to build a strong, long-lasting community. We want to be good stewards of this piece. We want to be good stewards of the fractionals. And this is going to be a long road ahead.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, there's in Pleaser, there's just so many gigabrains that, you know, sometimes like there's so many good ideas that flow through.
Yeah.
And having like the right people to execute it. And I know you mentioned Pleaser Labs. If you want to expand on that, so people understand that a little bit better, what you can, right? But I guess right before that, I know a couple of people just asked on Twitter. The URL is gmoney.ai/POAP, P-O-A-P, to collect the POAP. But yeah, if you could expand on Pleaser Labs a little bit, that would be pretty cool.
Well, it's very much still in its nascent stages. But like, I mean, for example, this fractionalization of Doge is like it's the big, coming out party. This is our moment. This is our first project we're putting out into the universe. And we, running a DAO with like just an overwhelming amount of brain power, my job with zero executive power is to try and synthesize the information and essentially propose good pathways that we can travel down. And We have, I think, a handful of good ideas for our other pieces. And, you know, originally the idea for Pleaser Labs kind of came a little bit before understanding the full arc of Doge. But it will be building out kind of these releases that we're going to be doing going forward beyond Doge, but also heavily, heavily focused on working with teams from the community to build out projects that support Doge. And also, you know, we might be doing some independent stuff to kind of surprise people. But it's primarily just kind of a shop for devs, right? We are putting out a call for all Solidity devs and artists and just anyone who wants to contribute to come work with us. And Pleaser Labs is basically kind of an in-house shop that will be doing a lot of the heavy lifting technically. But to get back to my earlier point, we like on-chain, fun, you know, PFP, NFT, creative projects, the NES game is an amazing component, but there's also the IRL component. So we really do want to have this be like a membership and a community where people feel a part of something and can meet other people. And so we want to have these kind of semi-gated access events in real life. You know, you saw that Bassjackers released that song, which, holy shit, they killed it. But you can imagine a future where we will be sponsoring massive events and you kind of, you can come in if you're a part of the community, stuff like that. We want to be as IRL as possible.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, the beautiful thing of all this stuff is merging the on-chain with the real life, right? Like, you know, you and I were interacting probably for 4 or 5 months before we actually met in real life. And when we met in real life, it was like we were boys, right? Like we got along right away. And I think that that's kind of one of those things that I know when people always paint a dystopian future, they're always like, oh, like technology is ruining human connection. But I don't know, being a member of a lot of DAOs and just interacting with people in the space on a daily basis, I feel like I have really deep connections with a lot of people. And it's amazing to be in a position to be able to bring those digital connections into real life, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're in these communities for a reason, right? You're getting this text transmitted to you on Telegram or Discord, and you know, you can only get so much information from that. But at the end of the day, you're most likely a part of a community because you're like-minded. And bringing those people together in real life is something that I've found is very powerful. You know, I've met a lot of people at DevCon or at, you know, Bitcoin Miami. And I've always found that it's been a very powerful experience. We've always been, you know, for the most part, hit it off immediately and become lifelong friends. And I think we really want to bring that component to the Doge NFT community. You know, everyone who's in this community is probably has some neurons in their brain that overlap with other people, you know, and having those like a Soho House-esque experience where people can meet up across the world is something we really want to have.
Right. And that makes total sense, right? Like that membership, club access type of thing. Because like at the end of the day, we are, you know, all of us in crypto, I still firmly believe that we're all still so early. And, you know, we're part of this club that I feel like there are so many people in the space that 10, 20 years from now, people are going to be like, oh my God, I knew that guy when, I knew that person when. And like, there are going to be legends that are walking among us now that we all interact with. Yeah. Like it's always fun. Like sometimes I just sit back when I'm hanging out with like a group of people and I'm like, yeah, like I'm pretty sure like the same way that we hear people talk about, you know, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and, you know, all these people that helped get technology to where it is today. I feel like 20, 30 years from now, it's going to be the same thing, right?
I mean, it's the most ridiculous story ever. If you're in these Telegrams and Discords and Twitter, it's like the early internet on steroids with these figures. And my dream is that someone from HBO will do a multi-season show called the Crypto Network, which is a sequel to The Social Network because the Winklevoss twins are going to be in both, and it's just gonna have you know, Kobe is going to be in every season, and it's just going to be ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, I mean that's awesome. That's so true, right? Like there's so many good stories that I feel like people have heard through the grapevine that need to go on film or
G Money. There's gonna be an episode of G Money in Paris, then going to Ibiza, then going to Madrid.
I mean that was a good vacation for me. But yeah, so I guess just one more time. There's 10 minutes left for the people that are listening in that want to claim a POAP of the proof of attendance of being at the first the Cutting Edge episode with G Money. It's gmoney.ai/POAP, POAP. But yeah, James, I guess, you know, but like, you know, we have a few minutes left. I don't want to take too much of your time, but, you know, like fractionalizing an NFT was a big step forward, right, in the NFT industry. And I think now people are more starting to really play and explore what can be done with it. What do you think is the future of NFTs from here? Like, what do you think is coming next, or what are you really excited about?
Well, this may get a little abstract, so bear with me, but like, you know, 2017, I think a large portion of like the influencer crowd that I know from then, I found out later, but we all kind of quote unquote retired. And the reason was there was no, it was all on top of a cloud of vapor. You know, there was no fundamental floor that kind of held everything in place. And it took a long time to build that infrastructure, you know, the dev tooling. You have like, even like Solidity compiler technology. You have like node infrastructure and APIs. And then you had to have the DeFi programs build, you know, have network effects and liquidity. And that was a monumental undertaking. And I always kind of thought, as we were moving into this NFT wave, that like maybe we'd have another crypto winter. But you kind of sit back and ask yourself, what is required for NFTs to really proliferate and succeed? And, you know, we're moving from the idea of ingesting Wall Street and all of TradFi to this real cultural wave of basically, I don't know if anyone saw this, you know, like we are ingesting all cultural concepts and disintermediating cultural business opportunities from buyers to sellers. And you ask yourself kind of what's required for this to propagate. And I would argue that a lot of these systems have been built and the network effects are in place, that there won't be a massive winter. I mean, sure, there's like, you know, there are a large number of NFTs and there's a large amount of capital flowing around right now. It's getting pretty frothy. But like, what I see is we have a strong set of principles in DeFi, and those are going to be transferred over into the ERC-721 realm pretty quickly. And I think that this like technological adoption cycle is compressing on Ethereum and speeding up. And like I said earlier, it feels like we are playing with the NES, right? The early days of Nintendo. It was hard to program a game, but that's where some of the most novel concepts were born. And I do think we will have bumps along the road, but we are at a moment right now where all of these concepts are being defined. And I get on these calls, right, angel invest, and someone tells me a new idea that's, you know, they're working on, and it's going to be released in 3 months, and you can see how all of these systems are going to integrate. And I guess what I would say is I'm extremely bullish on what's coming, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of game mechanics, a lot of novel ideas, and I could not be more excited.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, like I firmly believe that like DeFi was born out of the fact that I feel like in 2017, there were so many Bitcoin millionaires, or let's say crypto millionaires, that couldn't get access to banking. And then they were just like, F it, we'll build it ourselves, right? And that's where DeFi came from, right? And the beautiful thing about that is, like, now that we have like our own banking system, you know, now you can start commerce, right? You can start buying and selling stuff and not have to worry about, you know, your bank rejecting it or shutting down your account and stuff like that. So, you know, to me, like, I personally think I agree with you, right? Like, when I hop on calls with builders or people that are starting something new, and they tell me, and I'm like, wow, I'm like, this is so cool. Like, not everything's going to work, but you're not going to find out what works until you give it a shot, you know?
Right. And a lot of those calls are like different than 2017, right? When you were analyzing white papers and being like, is this novel? Is it not? Super technical. And there's a lot more technical things coming, like L2. But like, now you hear these ideas and you think, oh, you can plug into this system, you can plug into this system, you can plug into this system. And, you know, it's an extremely exciting time. I think that, like, if you're listening, now is the optimal time to get involved. I agree with G-Money. It's still so early. I feel like we're still playing with, you know, dial-up. You can get involved in any way possible. Jump into Discord, open up a Twitter, start commenting on Tuba's posts. Yeah, I mean, I would start by joining our Discord and just seeing if you're interested in participating or making a name for yourself or doing work. Jump in now because it feels early to me.
Yeah, I totally agree, right? And it's like also just with the quality of people that I know that are in Pleaser, it's, you know, it's a great place to have some fun with a lot of like really cool people. And also like learn, right? And that's part of the beauty of it, right? And then this is the last time I'm gonna say this. We got 3 minutes left for the POAP guys, gmoney.ai/POAP to claim your badge. It's free to mint. And then and thank you for joining, guys. But yeah, like Jameis, I totally agree with you, right? Like it's very early. I'm very pumped about everything that's coming. I'm very pumped about Doge. Sorry, we got off topic there for a little bit, but you know, I think part of that is because of what does this represent, right? Like the grander vision, right? So it's like, I know we all pooled money together and you mentioned it too, is like, you know, Andrew Kang was bidding against, the DAO and then we pulled them in and it's like, you know, the real, like a question that I have, and I know we always ask in the DAO ourselves, is like, what does this mean for the traditional art market, right? Like, what does this mean for collecting going forward, right? Like, yeah. Right now, we can't pool money together and like, creating Christie's and Sotheby's, but like, you know, what happens if one day we can and we're like, you know what, we need a Van Gogh in the collection, right?
Exactly, absolutely. It's all about forming a community at this point. That's like the ethos and spirit of Web3, you know, combining together to form something that's bigger than an individual. I mean, like try and buy anything in the TradFi world, trad art world, and you'll be faced with impossible hurdles that require you to have deep pockets. And the organizational capabilities of Ethereum just allow you to do so much. And we really feel like Doge, this is like king of all dogs, king of all memes, and this is a great opportunity for everyone to kind of get into a member, like a group of like-minded people. And it's just, looking back on this podcast is going to be fun because you never know how far a meme can go, and it's going to be a fun journey.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm not going to ask you for where you think it goes, but I personally think that it's going to be when we look back, whatever price it goes at, finishes the auction, we're going to be like, wow, that was such a bargain.
It's also always been about the memes, right? Like Dogecoin is awesome because it's fun and people are excited. I think that's the kind of the vibe and Plays or DAO that we want to push forward, because that's what we got from Dogecoin, and we want to kind of share that with them. A rising Doge lifts all Doges.
I totally agree, right? And I know, and that's kind of the beauty of like the Doge meme, right? Is that it was so like innocent. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's like it captures everything that we want in crypto, right? For the most part, like with the community and stuff.
Absolutely.
I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you for taking the time. I know it's been a super, super busy week for you. congratulations on the launch. You know, it's great. It's doing great. 17 hours left for those that still want to participate. It's being auctioned on Miso, on Sushi. And is there any parting words, anything you want to say, Jameis, before you leave?
I would say if you want to get involved, just go to our Discord. If you need help with the Miso auction or anything, let us know. We're here to help. And also just super excited to be the first episode 0 on the G Money podcast. It's crazy.
Hey, awesome. Yeah. Thank you for the time and everybody. Thank you for joining. And, I'll see you guys all next week. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.